WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. President Trump's getting the royal welcome in Saudi Arabia today. A dozen horses flanked his limo as trumpets played and soldiers stood at attention. He told King Salman the display was very impressive. The first piece of business looks to be an arms deal and a meeting with American CEOs to push through some other deals.
Some of them we're hearing about, $6 billion arms deal, Lockheed Martin, GE and Raytheon. And the interesting thing about those deals are to assemble 150 Black Hawk helicopters for Lockheed Martin. It's to be done here.
Correspondent Nick Robertson, Trump in his weekly address recorded before he left, says his top priority on this long foreign trip is clear, stopping ISIS.
Now it appears Muslim leaders are ready to take more responsibility and a much bigger role in fighting terrorism in their region. It's about time we do it. We'll do it together, but it has to be done.
President Trump's departure didn't stop the flow of news scoops here. The New York Times reports Trump told visiting Russians that FBI Director James Comey was a nut job, and firing him relieves great pressure on the Russia investigation. Comey set to testify sometime after Memorial Day in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. With all that news, CNN now reports the White House is starting to do some research.
White House lawyers have begun researching impeachment procedures. Now, this is simply an effort to prepare for what officials still believe is a distant and unlikely possibility that the president could have to fend off attempts to remove him from office.
That's correspondent Evan Perez. It was a rough week on Wall Street as investors feared the latest drama around the Russia investigation could further delay tax reform plans. In that sense, Republicans could be glad that the president's out of the country.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan.
It's always nice to have less drama. People in the country need to know that we're busy at work trying to solve their problems.
If there is drama from the White House for a week, it will most likely be of the international relations variety. Speaker Ryan is hoping that will give Republicans a chance to play up their next big project.
To reform the tax code and to lower tax rates for businesses and to make the American tax system internationally competitive.
That's one of the items on which Ryan and President Trump, along with all Republicans, agree.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
University of Maryland police have a man in custody following what it calls an assault with a knife that left one person dead early this morning. The assault was reported just after 3 a.m. near Montgomery Hall. The victim was found on a sidewalk with serious injuries. He was later pronounced dead at a hospital, police said. Based on witness reports, the suspect was stopped on a nearby sidewalk and taken into custody. Police have not yet released any names or ages or whether the victim or suspect are students. It is commencement weekend on campus there. The main ceremonies are set for tomorrow afternoon. Charges will not be filed against a SWAT officer who shot and killed a man in Fairfax County earlier this year. Police say 32-year-old Mohammed Doudzai had shot and wounded his two brothers and set his townhouse on fire on January 16th before police were called. Doudzai's roommate was also trapped in a smoke-filled bathroom while Doudzai was high on cocaine and wielding a knife. Master Police Officer Lance Guckenberger fired three shots from a sniper position. The report concluded Doudzai's roommate may well have been killed if Guckenberger had not taken action. And Baltimore's biggest event is tonight as Always Dreaming looks to keep Triple Crown dreams alive at Pimlico. Frank Vespi owns theracingbiz.com.
Most analysts will tell you, and this is unfortunately where I end up, unfortunately from a betting perspective, I think it's probably Always Dreaming and Classic Empire running 1-2 here, which means that the bettors aren't going to get rich, but there's a pretty good chance we'll see a bid for a Triple Crown in 3 weeks.
Post time is set for 6:45 tonight. At 12:04 here on your Saturday afternoon, we check back in with Neil West in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The right merge lane is still blocked on the Beltway Outer Loop near Colesville Road. Watch out in Leesburg, US 15 in both directions at Little Oatlands Lane. A crash blocks all of the lanes. Police are directing traffic. And in Hyattsville on Hawthorne Street at Bellevue Accident, we have a single vehicle crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperature pretty much staying where it is right now as we stay cloudy and in the low 70s for most of us today. Down to a low in the mid-50s overnight tonight and cloudy. The clouds remain for tomorrow and getting into the upper 60s for a high. Rain coming in as well as some thunderstorms on Monday. Highs in the upper 70s. Tuesday, we still look cloudy as we get into the mid-70s. Right now, 70 in Centerville, 67 in Rockville. We're at 71 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
People make all kinds of assumptions about planning for retirement. We see this every single day here at Carson Group and with our partners across the country. You know, some of them are minor and trivial. Some of them are way off base and literally could be financially devastating. And some of the biggest assumptions that we see that are incorrect really revolve around the biggest component of most people's income, and that's, you guessed it, Social Security benefits. I know we talk about it a lot here on Wealth from Wisdom, but it's one of those things that, man, if you don't get it right, it's such a, there's so much, $10 billion left every year on the table. And if you're not careful, there's a lot of things, minor things, that could cost you tens of thousands of dollars, and they're innocent assumptions about what you may believe is or isn't true about Social Security. And if you get it wrong, you're the one that's going to be impacted. So my question is, what assumptions are you making or have you already made? And are they the right assumptions? Because we see this all the time, Paul. People come in and they believe something and it's not necessarily true, especially for them personally. And it could have a really a big impact on your retirement. So today, Paul and I are going to talk about 9 common assumptions that we hear all the time here at the Carson Group and all of our partners around the country. And just, we're going to set the record straight and tell you really valuable information that could help you maximize your Social Security benefits and get every penny that's rightly yours. And Paul, this is one of those, you know, it's a hot button for a lot of people. I remember early on in my career that I thought, well, I'm never going to get it, and I don't think about it. But I have to admit, even for me, I look at all the money I've put in over the years, and I get where this mentality starts to come from. It's like, well, doggone it, I want to get what is coming to me, and I've paid in a lot of money, yeah, and I want to get it back, some of it.
We all want credit, right? We see it coming out of paychecks all of our lives, and you don't have to be throwing away money. And what I think about it is, yeah, we've talked about it several times here on the show, Ron. But I think about it, how many people get together for coffee with their friends on Saturday morning, or maybe it's cocktails with their friends on Friday night, and Social Security comes up frequently, and it's part of the conversation. And what's fascinating to me is people believe everything they hear from their friends, even though their friends aren't experts about the situation.
It's funny you bring that up, because I grew up on a farm just north of Omaha, and I remember going to the coffee shop. Farmers, by the way, I love you, but they are how do I say this politically correct? Let's just say that they consume gallons of coffee and talk about a lot of things that are not true.
I mean, opinionated.
I think they are. They're the world's authority on their opinion, which is great, right? Most of them are small business owners. But I remember hearing them talk about, I mean, I think a lot of my influence was probably about farmers being so cynical about our government, and especially Social Security. They said, was ever going to be around, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and so you do, you get to believing, especially when someone's a lot older than you, that those facts are in fact facts, and in fact they just hear something and they repeat it, or they read something and they repeat it, and it's not true. So today we're going to set the record straight. And one I heard repeatedly as a kid is Social Security is running out of money. It's like, wow. Yeah, I remember too, this one did actually happen. I remember I was a saver. I saved all my money, and there was a news piece about inflation, and inflation was high in the 70s. And it said, if you have a dollar in so many years, I don't remember the time frame, it's going to be worth a dime. And I ran, I said to my mom, I said, is this possible? She said, no, that could never happen. But it did happen, right? My money all shrank, even though it was in my piggy bank, not earning anything. So, but let's talk about Social Security running out. According to research in the Motley Fool, Social Security trust funds have been running a surplus every year since 1982. Surpluses are likely to stop around 2019, at which point Social Security system can rely on incoming interest payments to make up the deficit for a little while. And some estimates, these are government estimates, say that the fund's going to be likely depleted by 2034. Now, to set the record really straight, there isn't really any money there. They took that a long time ago, but there are IOUs in the Social Security Trust Fund.
Yeah, and Ron, I mean, I was sharing on a prior show that I went on to the website. And by the way, any of you can, and I highly recommend you do, because you can get your list of benefits, and it's going to tell you exactly where you stand. But that doesn't mean it's going to tell you what you should do. But they're very clear on there that in the 2030s that there's going to be a percentage available. But I think you and I are on the same page here. Maybe our listeners are too. I can't imagine a politician being in there in the early 2030s and going to let this happen. I mean, they want them to be known as their legacy as a president or Congress.
Yeah.
People who paid their hard-earned money for 30, 40 years or more of their life that can't get it back. That's going to be a political nightmare for those people.
You know, one of the things I've observed in my 52 short years on this earth is that as Americans, we let things go right to the brink, and then we deal with it. We're pretty creative, bring a lot of ingenuity to it, and we fix stuff. It happens. So I agree with you. We're going to solve it. But here's something that I think is interesting. Well, first of all, Social Security Administration says if no changes are made by 2034, that can only afford to pay 75% of the benefits. But the bigger deal is, and matter of fact, I want to say congratulations to Kelsey Rui. Today's her 9-year anniversary with the firm as our HR director. And I was laughing with her right before we came in for the show that you're 9% away through your career here at Carson Group. And she goes, I hope so. I go, yeah, because that means you get to be here. You get to choose to be here for 100 years. But I'm not kidding. I mean, and I may be on the low side because what kind of implications would this have to Social Security if people start living for 100 or 200 years, which is inevitable? It's not if it's going to happen. It's happening, and it's probably going to happen much sooner than we're thinking. You know, it took the estimates for the human genome to be mapped back in, and you know, I'm trying to remember what year it was, maybe like 1997, 98, somewhere in there. Is that right, Andrew? Andrew runs really produces our show, and Andrew does an incredible job. He's so good memory, right?
Yeah.
And they said it would take 15 years and around $8 to $10 billion, I believe was the number. And I remember like, wow, this is incredible. Can it really be done? And 7 years into it, they had mapped 1%. And so they're like, well, this is a huge bust. It's going to take 700 years. And they had spent like $8 billion. They finished it in 13 years and they come in under budget. Whatever the budget was, they were mm-hmm. under budget, not by a lot, but under budget, massively under time, you know, for those kind of projects. And they said they were confident all along. They said, because, you know, all the time it took to get to the one made the rest of it easy. And that's where we're at with biotechnology. And really, we're at a flashpoint. We're on the eve of a flashpoint with technology that's going to be exciting. I mean, we hear about disruption. I think most people think disruption is a negative. It just means you got to relocate things. You can't continue to do things the way you've always done them. You got to have to change. Quit defending what you know and embrace the unknown. It comes back to Social Security and planning. It's like, this is a piece, but this is a piece that could have dramatic ramifications depending upon how long people live.
Yeah, so Ron, that makes me think about actually a conversation earlier this week with a family They put together a personalized game plan. They know exactly what they're doing. They worked hard throughout their career. And so now they're taking a paycheck out of their portfolio. And they've got a plan, and they're taking X amount. And he actually called us earlier this week, Ron, and said, hey, I know I'm taking, you know, mid-30s out of my portfolio per year from you guys, but I'm not drawing upon Social Security yet, 65 years old. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, hey, wouldn't it just be better if I just started taking Social Security, then I don't have to take it out of my portfolio? And he said, wouldn't that be better for you too, Paul? I said, no, it doesn't matter what's better for me. It's
not.
What's best for you.
Good point.
But we ran his Social Security analysis again this week for him, Ron. And I just want to share for you, if he waits two more years like we want him to, if he lives to 90, this could be over $500,000 more to him over his lifetime.
Incremental additional benefits. So that's what the advice is.
Yes.
Waiting for 2 years.
How many people say, oh, by the way, you just threw away $500,000?
Yeah.
And so it was that eye-opening thing. And he said, well, Paul, first, two things. One, the fact that you put my interest in front of yours. But two, that you helped me realize being patient, and you helped me stop making an irrational, or as he called it, an emotional decision related to Social Security, just to try to get something now versus waiting 2 years and getting the benefit that comes along with it.
No, I mean, that's big, right? I mean, those are not tiny benefits that we're talking about there.
Yeah,
that's really big stuff.
Well, and he wanted to make an emotional-based decision. Don't. Look at the numbers and then help make the right calculated decision with a planner.
Well, this may shock you, but even if you've made just a little bit of money throughout your career, you've probably contributed a fortune. This is what gets both of us, Paul, into the system over the last several decades. And for some people, you're contributing even a lot more than that. And that's money that could go a long way in retirement. As we've talked about today, claiming those benefits is just full of red tape, bureaucracy, and how many clients get incorrect information directly from the Social Security. And it really makes our tax code look simple in a lot of ways. But if you make, like right there, one little mistake you just talked about, $500,000 in benefits lost just because you weren't taking the time to really think about it. Because we've had people come in and say, why did you take this strategy? Well, someone said we should. Did they really run and optimize what this meant for you? We've got a customized report that we can put together, customize it just for you. It'll show you three things. Just precisely how and when to claim your benefit, two, how to pay fewer taxes, because tax ramifications are big here, and then three, are you eligible for any other benefits you may not even be aware of? And it does take time to put these customized analysis together. We can't do it for everyone, but if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first callers to get this complimentary customized Social Security analysis at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. It's your money. Don't miss out. 888-419-8513. What assumptions have you made about claiming benefits? Coming up next, we're going to continue to talk about the 9 most common assumptions that could cost you a fortune if you don't get them right. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thanks for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom. Well, people make all kinds of assumptions about claiming their Social Security benefits, and sometimes those assumptions, because they're wrong, cost you a fortune. Because what happens is they trigger a series of other events, expenses that just are needless because you made a bad short-term decision or a misinformed decision. So what assumptions are you making about Social Security? Is it possible that you either have made a bad decision or about to make a big mistake? You need to get the facts, and that's why we're setting the record straight on the 9 common assumptions about claiming Social Security and how this can benefit you. And assumption number 2, we talked about Social Security run out of money.
we're going to figure it out, and it probably won't be figured out in any way that people think it's going to be figured out today. But number two, the money you pay into the system is the money you receive later. And, you know, just a fact here, taxes from all paychecks that people are currently paying are pooled, and then they're paid out. That's why they call it a transfer payment. So your contributions are supporting other people, and then once you retire, they'll pay in and you really get their benefits, depending upon how much money's in there. And to give you a stat here, back in 1960, the amount of workers to beneficiaries was 5-1. Now, you've heard these stats all over the place, right? Then there was, with about 73 million workers supporting close to 14 million beneficiaries, as of 2013, it was just 2.8 per. That means 163 workers supporting 57 million beneficiaries. And get this, and you've heard it, but I'm going to say it again. It's expected to be 2.1 by 2035. And you heard it first maybe here on Wealth from Wisdom. They're way off. I think it's not even going to be close. Those ratios are going to be even, because people are going to start living. We're at a flashpoint. We're getting close to people living a lot longer. It's an important piece, but I think we're going to read some stats here in a little bit about what percentage most people rely on Social Security to be. And I think you mentally have to prepare for it to be a much smaller percentage than maybe you originally thought.
Yeah, I'm just going to rephrase. So it went from 5-1 to 2-1.
Yes.
And its potential is going to go lower than that.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have to be much of a mathematician to figure that out. That's not going to work. And so we better figure out ways to make changes to that. But I also don't want people to think, like, don't make a run on the bank in terms of go turn your Social Security on now, because that is equally a dangerous mistake because you're leaving so many chips on the table there.
And I agree. I mean, especially if you're getting close. I mean, if you're in the throes now of getting to make decisions, I think you're in really good shape. If you're younger, you know, I think that's where you have to start preparing for something a lot different than having it be, you know, 30% or 40% of your retirement. Here's a myth. Everyone contributes equally to Social Security. So someone contributing earning $127,217 and someone earning $5 million will pay the same tax. Now, a lot of people think that's unfair. Because obviously a much smaller percentage of the person making $5 million versus the person making $127,200. And then it's estimated 71% of the trust fund shortfall could be wiped out by eliminating the earnings cap. Now, this is probably, I think, going to happen to where it doesn't matter how much you make. It's just a fact of numbers. There's going to be, and this is where planning with taxes and some other things that you can do and structuring, especially if you're a small business owner, how much is earned income versus dividend income and some other things you can do in planning around that.
Yeah, Ron, I think about one in five people, as soon as they can, I mean, as soon as the door opens at age 62, they hit the on button and begin that. And for some of them, that may be absolutely the right decision based on where they are, what it is in life. But, I mean, when we run analysis reports, for most people, it's not. Now, they're all in different scenarios and situations. But the most important thing is you need to sit down face-to-face with someone to put this together. Makes me think about earlier this week, I was out in Cincinnati and visiting with some people, you know, on behalf of Wealth from Wisdom. And as we're sitting there, all these phone calls and conversations I have with people over the phone. But then you sit down and you get to learn more from them face to face and what people are willing to disclose. And you can see the emotion from them and vice versa. They can see the emotion from me. That's a great decision you're making, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Or, whoa, you better slow down. This is not what you should do. And that really pays off. And what's amazing to me is people's ability to disclose to you when you sit down face to face, Ron. It's so important.
I know the next generation, really, a lot of times they don't prefer, they have, and we're fine with that. We have a lot of digital relationships. Sometimes we've never met our clients, but I'm a traditionalist. I love maybe growing up on the farm, sit down, have a cup of coffee or even a glass of wine occasionally. But that belly to belly, getting to know people, there's just, you pick up body language. I mean, instinctively, do I trust this person? Are they good to work with? If you're out there and you have a financial advisor, you've actually not met with them or sit down with them in person, I don't care where they're at least do it one time, get to know the team, you know, that's behind you. And we do a lot of traveling. We have 51 partner firms around the country. And we do believe for the clients that want that, we love our personal, we call it belly to belly interaction, because you learn a lot about each other.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we love our iPads. I mean, so we FaceTime with a lot of people, and that is definitely additive. And I think about how many of you, I watch my own family when there's multi-generations and you have grandparent generations and you have children, it's, or grandchildren, I can't believe how much they use FaceTime. It is continuous. So don't get rid of the adage. If your advisor is not willing to have a virtual communication with you, they need to step it up and be with the times, because that's part of life now.
Well, and I guess you're right. The hybrid is like our morning meeting this morning we had our stakeholders from all over the country, and we're all video conferencing, and it does feel like you're there. I mean, FaceTiming is amazing. Let's go to the next myth. I'd rather talk about technology, but is the other is you're going to get benefits when I'm 65. Now, that's true for some people. If you're born 1937 or earlier, it is 65. But those like me, born after 1960, it's 67 before you can start. And if you're in between, it's somewhere between those two numbers. And the other myth is your benefits are fixed. But for every year beyond your full retirement age that you delay, and we've talked about this several times, is your value increases by 8% until the age of 70. I don't know. Forget that. Strike that. Nowhere can you get an 8% guaranteed return, guaranteed by the U.S. government, anywhere. In this day and age, I take that option every single day.
Yeah. I think all day long people ask us, what's a good investment? Where's the market going with the current political environment or the current world environment, Ron? And yet you've got something right there, this part of the United States that can help you and be edited. And so I think people need to think about that, because they just quickly or blindly make a decision. And I thought it was a fascinating statistic you and I were looking at, that 38% of people incorrectly believe that they can keep switching their claiming strategy after making a choice. And that's just not possible. They don't know the rules. So that initial choice, while you can make some changes, but it has to be certain parameters that are a hit, you can't. So you've got to be able to think about how you do that and how you do it effectively.
Well, this is a biggie. You're talking about taking a hit. The retire early benefits can be about 30% smaller. I mean, you think about 30%, that's where you're getting, we just talked about on the first segment, $500,000 delta between what he could have gotten and what he's getting by just going 2 years earlier. So really be careful, because it's not symmetrical. You lose going early, you use a lot more benefits. In that case, you know, early, it could have been 15% a year reduction versus an 8% gain, you know, by waiting.
Yeah, I mean, and the waiting game's a dangerous one. So it's dangerous in the fact that if you don't look at it correctly, Ron, but if you do and you're comfortable with it and you're patient with it. So a lot of people are afraid. They just want to drop it. I want to get my money. But that's not always the best thing. But I think we've shared this before. Those people who have a plan in place perform 110% better than everyone else, because they have a plan and they stick and adhere to the plan. What do we see all day long? And we've talked about this in the markets. I know that's not the theme of today's show, but people that don't stick with a plan perform about 50%, because they make trades and they do things when they shouldn't do it. They don't stick to a process.
Absolutely. I do want to talk about, which doesn't directly relate to Social Security, but it was in the Wall Street Journal this week, and it was a really interesting article. It was on May 7th. Andrea Fuller was the journalist, and it was about fees and expenses and the frustration that she had in reaching out to her financial advisor and trying to get a straight answer on fees and expenses. And by the way, there's a chance. I was in D.C. yesterday, and I had a meeting. I'm on the board of the Fiduciary Institute. And we're getting behind a big movement for fee transparency. And there's a good chance we're going to get John Bogle here to Omaha this fall.
Wow.
I don't know if you're around when I was talking about that. And
if
he can travel, right?
Yeah.
He's a brilliant mind, but really, he's really behind. gets moving. We coming up on this next section, we're going to talk about mutual fund fees and expenses, because that can have a devastating impact on how much you're actually going to get. And if you ever wondered, you know, what you're paying in fees and expenses, you know, we've got a report that we can run. We can run an analysis for you to show you exactly how much you're paying, not just in fees and expenses, but the advisor fee. There's lots of different components, because when we come back, we're going to illustrate just how many different answers you can get, how hard it can be. You have to be a forensic accountant to figure this out, but we'll give you a simple report. Give us a call at 888-419-8513. The sooner you know, the sooner you can start saving and making better decisions about the expenses you're paying. That's 888-419-8513, 888-419-8513. We come back on the next segment here. We're going to talk about her frustration and exactly what happened and the different advice she received. I'm Ron Carson. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with my co-host, Paul West.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. Top diplomats from the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are renewing their vows of cooperation at a press conference right now. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calls the visit a historic moment in U.S.-Saudi relations. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir sees the visit as a big step.
We believe at the beginning of a turning point in the relationship between the United States and the Arab and Islamic world.
If you get off Metro at Grosvenor Station on the Red Line over the next 6 weeks, you'll see what could be an alarming sight. Metro cars sliced open on the station's entrance plaza. But it's not from a horrible accident. Those cars are now home to shops selling flowers, baked goods, and sandwiches as part of a pilot project to liven up the parking lot. Industrial artist Robert Majeski, also known as Robert Mojo, had the task of ripping those cars open.
That's what it's all about, recycling, saving history. When you walk into these cars, you sit down in the seats, and you're like, Jesus, I must have ridden in his car how many times? To preserve that, they're getting rid of this model of car. I was excited to interrupt that process, if you will.
Mojo says the project took many 12-hour days and a couple broken fingers. The car's an old 4000 series car, which Metro is gradually retiring. At 12:32, we check in with Neil West in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We had an accident on the Beltway Outer Loop near Colesville Road. That has cleared, the backup unwinding. In Leesburg, U.S. 15 in both directions. That has cleared as well. The intersection was blocked, and 95 northbound near the truck scales. Watch out for a crash on the shoulder and Hawthorne Street at Bellevue Avenue. Another accident reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Staying cloudy in the low 70s today, down to the mid-50s tonight. Tomorrow, still cloudy, upper 60s. Right now, 73 in Dumfries, 68 in Frederick. We're at 69 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll quickly see that it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trap doors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your complimentary analysis now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks. I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle.
Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double-stuffed lasagna and check out Advance Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul Wesson. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. According to Barron's, the Carson Group is a second-ranked independent advisor in the country. In fact, we're one of a handful of advisors that have been inducted to the Barron's Hall of Fame. And the reason why is I believe they believe we're a champion. It's we are. We put the client's interest first for the individual investor. And, you know, on Wealth from Wisdom, most of our audience is individual investors. But we also have now a lot of financial advisors who are listening. They want to come become more educated, and we applaud that. But if you are listening and you're a financial advisor, and if you've always put your client's interest before your own, no matter what, we should have a conversation about becoming a Carson Group partner. We have over 52 partner offices across the country, and we're growing every day. This is a movement. This is about being a consumer advocate. Our core values are trust, transparency, accountability, and we never compromise on these values. So if you're interested in never selling product again, not needing a commission, then you could be a good fit for us. Give Lisa Senowicki a call here in Omaha, Nebraska at 402-810-9881. That's 402-810-9881. And this leads in perfectly, Paul, to this Wall Street Journal article this week about why my investment, what's my investment fee? A frustrating quest. And it says a reporter, she had a simple question, but the answers were anything but. So Andrea Fuller said, how difficult can it be? All I wanted to know from my financial advisor is, what am I paying you in fees? And, you know, they went through and described, you know, the disclosure and all of this, and you should have gotten information on it. She goes, no, just tell me, you know, what am I paying in fees? And she it was interesting in the beginning of the piece, Paul. She's saying, I was growing increasingly ashamed of how little I knew about the workings of my own investment. So I decided to research what fees I paid to invest with my financial advisory company. And she goes on to say, one of the largest in the U.S. And I get the, you know, she's working for the Wall Street Journal and she's in data and analysis in her department and she doesn't know. And she did go on to say that most of her investments were in mutual funds in exchange-traded funds. And she says, I assume the fee information I was looking for would be readily available in the document sections of the company's website. She goes, wrong. Then she called somebody, and she told the man, all I want to know is, what am I paying for fees? And she says, in retrospect, it was like asking your spouse how much divorce lawyers cost. I thought that was great. Just good sense
that
of humor.
That was very funny.
And then he told her, it's a $125 flat fee. That's it. And she said alarm bells went off. And she goes, is that it? That can't be it. And he assured her it was $125. She goes, you don't charge a percentage? And he laughed, she said. And he goes, we would love that. But no, it's only $125. So she was like, you know, hung up the phone. And it can't be, because there's no common sense element here. You can't get something for absolutely nothing. So then she had another conversation, and she was then told by somebody else that her account actually did have a fee of 80.85%, just below 1%, but there was no $125 fee.
Wow.
I mean, couldn't you just look at this
to
figure this out? And then she thanked them and asked where she could actually verify this online, and the answer was this. He said, I'm not sure, but the information would be in whatever packet we sent you. Now, this is a pet peeve of mine. It's like, don't tell me Don't ever tell me we sent you information and you'll figure it out yourself, which is basically what they're doing. She then received another response from the advisor, who normally does schedule her reviews, and he came in with different numbers. So here, this is a third source now. It says, no, you're paying 0.85 plus some of the expenses are 0.5. So then she said, okay, I'm paying 1.35. Then she said, well, that's different information I got earlier. Then this guy retracts and said, oh, I got that wrong. You're paying 0.55, and so it's 1.4. Point is, my gosh, why? I mean, going back to Newt, who actually founded the Institute Fiduciary Standard, and Jack Bogle, this is why we get so frustrated. It's like, let's just put it out there so people understand. Can you imagine going to the grocery store and there's a price, or there is no prices, and they say, you know what, we'll just hit your account when you're not looking. That's what we're going to charge you for your groceries today. How disturbing that would be. You wouldn't even know what you could grab, what kind of impact that's going to have. Yet this is an area that there's not, the transparency still isn't anywhere close to what it should be. And that's why we want advisors that are, fine, let's put it all out there. Let's put all the costs and expenses out there so people can make an informed decision. Paul, we just saw the other day where someone thought they were paying just under 1.2. We actually did the analysis. They were paying 3.5% a year for something they thought they were paying 1.2% for.
Well, the challenge is, Ron, most people blindly trust their advisor. So, I mean, that article, I wish people could see us, even though we're on the radio. I'm just shaking my head. Like, I can't even believe this happened. And I was even more fascinated that they said they couldn't send it to them because they were waiting for a client-approved piece to send it out. I mean, didn't they sign something to acknowledge all of this the whole time? So, unfortunately, these situations happen. And for all of you out there, make sure you know what you're paying. I mean, first, your advisor should give you a personalized game plan. Two, they need to be straightforward with their fees. It doesn't matter if they're low or high. They just need to be straightforward with them. They at least should give you the comfort you understand what they are, Ron.
And what are you getting for those fees? It's not in a vacuum. I mean, some firms provide lots of other services. Some only do investment management. Some do financial planning. Some do cash flow analysis. Some do estate planning. Here at the Carson Group, we do all that. Plus, we do tax preparation, tax planning. It goes on risk analysis. So there's a lot, you know, what am I paying? What am I getting? It should be straightforward and simple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were just meeting with a family this week, Ron, and they're looking at, you know, coming over to us and working with us. And one of the things they said in our meeting was the value that you offer from your planning and everything else far exceeds what we're getting today. And by the way, they're with a Wall Street firm. But here's the part, Ron, that really got me was when they said to us, what we really like about you is you're straightforward. You told us exactly what the fees were right up front, and you didn't have a conflict of interest. So they were with Morgan Stanley, and they said, right now we're in some of their funds, and we don't know if they're making decisions on what's best. Now, if the funds are doing great, that's fantastic for them. But if they're not, they don't like the feeling that their advisors then conflicted on whether or not to keep them in that fund. And they said, we love working with firms like yours that are independent now. And they just, their eyes were blinded before. They didn't know. They were shielded. Now when we unshielded them and they can see, they said, wow, this is a big difference. So I think you've got to understand, and this article brings light, understand what you're paying, and also understand if there's any conflict that your advisor has. I know we've talked about it before, but the F word of fiduciary, and making sure they truly are a fiduciary and do represent your interests.
Well, those conflicts, Paul, I mean, so there's the fees that they're getting directly, especially a lot of structured notes have other ways and lending facilities and spreads that they make in other areas. And you really got to dig deep to figure out what are all those costs, but the conflicts are massive. And you just want to, be able to get straightforward answer that says, okay, what am I paying? But also, is there incentives to maybe not necessarily do what's in my best interest? So you really have to be careful with that. So do you remember getting your first paycheck as a kid? I do. I remember a little concession stand. I'll call it my first paycheck where I made a few bucks. I was so excited. I don't think they get any Social Security out of that. But, you know, you probably didn't realize it then, but you've been contributing to Social Security your entire life, right back to that very first official paycheck. And in fact, between you and your employer, contributing up to 12.4% of your annual income. It's a big number, 12.4%. And if you add that up over 40, 50 plus years, that could make your 401k retirement plan look like chump change. I think most people, Paul, don't calculate the present value of the income streams. We think about it as an asset here at the Carson Group. You should too. But you have to be very conscious about the way you claim those benefits, because you could easily be leaving tens of thousands of dollars of benefits on the table. We've got a great report. It's a Social Security report. We customize it. It's 6 pages, and it'll show you how to optimize and make sense out of something. We make the complicated simple when it comes to this. So if you're in your 50s or 60s, this is a must-read report. It doesn't cost anything. Be one of the first callers, and we'll get this out to you. It takes some effort on our part, but we'll do it. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. Coming up next, we're going to talk about how you might potentially reduce or even eliminate some of those taxes on your Social Security benefits. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll see it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trapdoors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary Social Security report from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your complimentary Social Security report now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself?
You could learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. If you make a mistake claiming Social Security, it's going to cost you. For sure it's going to cost you, and it's going to cost you a lot more than you think in lifetime benefits. In addition to that, it could trigger some other events that could increase your expenses as well, taxes being one of them. And are you making the right assumptions about how Social Security benefits fit into your overall game plan and about your claiming strategy as well? It's possible that you're making the wrong decision. And if you make it and don't correct it within 12 months, there's nothing you can do about it. So coming up in this final segment, we're going to continue talking about 9 common misconceptions. We're going to set the record straight on what to do, what not to do. Last segment, we got off topic a little bit, talking about the Wall Street Journal article on trying to figure out fees. But it all plays into there. It's all the little things done exactly right have an amazing impact on what kind of retirement you're going to live. And so these are all necessary things to be thinking about all the time. It's not the one big thing. It's lots of little things that add up.
Yeah, Ron. I mean, and everything in life. I think about I coach soccer for my daughter, and it's all the little things often on the field or the little things we coach them through that can make a big difference in the outcome of the game. I mean, number one is always effort, but two, it's getting there and then figuring out what you need to do on the field, your strategy and all those things. But do you slightly turn or do you go run at a hard angle and those types of things? And I think about your financial game plan. We tell everyone, you got to make sure you're on the pathway. And the pathway can curve. The pathway is not always straight in your financial plan. But when you come to this financial pathway point on Social Security, keep reviewing it. Even if you're not there yet and you're still in your 50s, every year your advisor should be going over with you, just where are you? What does the numbers look like now? Because if you're not on pathway, I think we're going to share some ideas on ways you can get more benefits now if you're not there yet to make sure. Like, for example, if you're not looking at your record every year. What if something's wrong on it? What if something just got a mistake was made? And we've seen this, by the way, Ron. So you got to make sure you fix those errors ahead of time. That's one big thing you can do. I mean, two is figure out ways to collect spousal benefits if that comes out there for you. A lot of people forget about that. So that's a very important one. Third, divorce. I mean, it's an unfortunate reality of the world we live in, but the rules and the benefits related to divorce actually sometimes play better into people's favor than they realize. So
you can't imagine how long it may pay you to stay married, even in a bad marriage, because of the benefits. The old joke going around, why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it. May not be when you're looking at Social Security.
Or if it happened a long time ago to you and it's way knocked out of your memory, you don't like to think about it, but you may get benefits you're not aware of that if it happened over 10 years ago. And that's something you need to look at and your planner needs to think through with you.
Here's one, too. I mean, all the time people are like, well, Social Security benefits aren't taxable, are they? So currently, the current guidance really is up to 85% of your benefits might be taxed. So here's a couple rules of thumb. If your income is between $25,000 and $34,000 for singles and $32,000 to $44,000 for couples filing jointly, you're going to owe taxes up to 50% of your Social Security benefits. If your combined income exceeds $34,000 limit for singles and $44,000 for couples, you're going to owe up to 85% on your benefits. And in addition to that, if you're in Minnesota, North Dakota, Vermont, West Virginia, Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas, Missouri, Montana, and Nebraska, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Utah, you get the benefit, not really, the luxury of paying state tax on top of this. So, I mean, and then if you start working, you may have to give back most of your benefits. Social Security beneficiaries younger than full retirement age, currently 66, who keep working and earn more than the cap, which is $15,720, lose $1 in benefits for every two they earn over that cap. And at full retirement age, you give up $1 for every three you earn and over the much larger cap of $41,880. But man, those are things. It's like
I thought it was tax free.
You might be absolutely working for nothing, right?
It's not, right? It's not tax free. I mean, how many states did you just list off there?
Quite
10, a dozen? Yeah. So not only I mean, think about that. And so I don't. Every state's got a different state tax rate, but now if you're getting 4% to 10% less, that adds up too.
It does.
You may not have a clue there. So I think a lot of people just think, oh, that's just money coming in. I don't have to worry about it. And taxes can absolutely have a great impact to you on what happens.
Well, I think it's – I mean, it's so interesting about Social Security and what people do. The holding off on Social Security benefits as long as possible, as we've talked about today, is often the best choice. Only 28% of 61-year-olds plan on triggering benefits at 62 when they first become eligible. This is down sharply from 45% that – this is a Fidelity study – that was asked the same question in 2008, so a relatively short period of time. So people are becoming much more educated on that. Also an interesting stat that, you know, on the confusion piece of it, 38% of those surveyed incorrectly believe they can easily switch their claiming strategy after making an initial choice. That's just not true. So if you make a bad choice that goes beyond 12 months, even if you correct it within 12 months, you still got to go back and pay back all the benefits.
Yeah. So, Ron, we get asked frequently when we're doing planning, you know, what's the general rule of thumb? I mean, what is Social Security supposed to replace in my income for me? And guess what? The answer is not 100%.
No.
So the system was designed for 40%. So that's why the system was designed that way, to replace 40% of an average worker's wages during their retirement. So don't count on that as 100%. Now, it may have to be for some of you, or you may want it to be, but that's not what the system was designed for. So think about that in your calculation, really mental preparation for your retirement.
Well, here's another one. I mean, about half do not understand that claiming strategy for an ex-spouse has no bearing on their own benefit. Those who are married for 10 consecutive years and haven't remarried are entitled to either half their own or 50% of their former spouse's benefit, whichever is greater, once full retirement age is reached. And an ex can do as they please. It makes no difference in their former spouse's benefit. So just another thing you need to be aware of. Two-thirds do not realize they must file for benefits 3 to 4 months before receiving their first checks. You do not wait till the last minute to claim those benefits. You know, on this show, Wealth from Wisdom, we talk about the most significant issues surrounding your money and your retirement. But, you know, nothing ever is going to happen unless you take action. We call it having an IQ implementation quotient.
Oh, okay.
You know, when it's all said and done, more gets said than gets done. And you don't want to suffer from that. You want to actually take action. And we could be your guide, or someone else can be your guide. But the most important thing is do something about it. Work with a professional. You've heard us talk about the requirements on previous Wealth from Wisdom shows. Is make sure that they have a CFA, a CFP, a CPA, a JD, an insurance specialist, a complete integrated holistic plan to really look at everything you're doing to help you make not only take action, but taking the right action can make all the difference. We've put together our Wealth Enhancement Group, this incredible 5-step master retirement plan, and this takes in all those key components that a comprehensive plan should. And this will not cost you anything. You've got nothing to lose. And if you would like to schedule an initial analysis, give us a call at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. You've been listening to Wealth from Wisdom Radio. It's been a great show. Thank you for listening. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and we'll see you next week.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement, right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
When you claim your Social Security benefits,
You'll quickly see that it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trap doors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary customized Social Security analysis from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your complimentary analysis now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.